wherever you get your podcasts.
From the Jethro's Barbecue Studios, now featuring Happy Mondays with 2-for-1 Happy CBD Cocktails. This is Des Moines Sports Station, 106.3 KXNO. Keith Murphy.
This is your time.
Andy Fails.
Hey, where's the bar? Let's have some drinks here, see what's going on with Brian Allen.
It's the Murphy and Andy Show.
Shoots a three and got it!
Powered by AD.
We wear caps and sleeves at this level, son.
On 1460 KXNO. And now 106.3 FM.
Hour two of the Murph and Andy Show here on Maverick Eve. We're headed over there to the Palms tomorrow for the Iowa premiere. Excited about that. Andy has managed to make his way into our plans without taking a vacation day. That's a slick move. Slick move, Mav.
It sounds doable at this point.
Yeah.
Check back in with me on Wednesday.
I don't want to. I don't want to know what that's
going to be fun.
Well, then you can't catch up, right? Like you have such a schedule where it's like you just grab a couple extra hours of sleep the next day.
Saturday morning, I'll catch up.
The original movie is on Netflix for a few more days, and then they're pulling it. But if you haven't revisited lately, or you think you might want to, please do. We're going to talk about some of it tomorrow. We're going to break down that beach volleyball scene. It's not even a beach, isn't it? Just sand volleyball would be more accurate. They are in San Diego, but was that the beach?
I don't think there's a beach. Is there any water?
Never seeing any ocean.
No. I can't take my eyes off the skin.
The oiled up...
The skin and the jeans.
The jeans. That's the thing I noticed jeans, watching this the other night, was the jeans.
Tom Cruise
doing,
just
Tom?
Skying over the net, 5'7", spiking the ball.
We're going to have quite a bit
we
to
have
say
these
about
aviators
this tomorrow.
On. You ever tried to like
play,
run around and play in sweaty face and sunglasses? It's like flying off.
Yeah. And checking his watch a lot. Reverse.
Yeah, what's he...
On the inside of his wrist.
Yeah, and like it's not like it's an Apple Watch. He's not getting texts.
No.
What the hell's he looking at?
No. And then the bold move to... first time he's ever been over to her house. Mind if I take a shower? Who leads with that? Who shows up on a first date and says, I thought I'd just take a quick shower?
Sped over there. There's zero traffic on the street.
There's
never any traffic on the street.
Yeah, it's and she drives that stupid sawed off little car. What's that thing?
It's a classic Porsche Speedster. It's a 356. It's worth a bazillion dollars.
It's like the coolest thing in it's coolest totally machine. Cool. And
it's a dumb looking car. All right, let's get to the 2 p.m. trend.
Time to find out what's trending Iowa.
Trending Iowa, the Iowa baseball team swept Indiana over the weekend to secure the 3 seed at this week's Big Ten tournament. Iowa will play 6 seed Penn State Wednesday morning at 9 a.m. in Omaha.
Hang on a second. I thought you just said the baseball game Wednesday starts at 9 a.m.
9 a.m. in Omaha. The Hawkeyes are a bubble team for the NCAA tournament. I saw one bracketology had them as the first team out of the tournament, so might have some work to do this week.
9 a.m. I understand there are other games. They got to get going. That's an early game.
It is.
That'll keep you from complaining about an 11 a.m. kickoff.
Trending Iowa Week 2 of the Cyclone Tailgate Tour is underway in eastern Iowa. Today's stops are Iowa Falls and Cedar Rapids. Tomorrow it's Ottumwa and Bettendorf. Then things wrap up Wednesday in Dubuque and Waterloo.
I'll bet people over in eastern Iowa really enjoy this, maybe more than other parts of the state, because they just feel like they're constantly on the outside looking in over there. I mean, they're over there in Hawkeye country, and this is a chance to get together with fellow Cyclone fans and just feel like, you know, we're not alone over here. There are others.
I imagine you're right about that.
I think that... Wait, Iowa Falls to where? The Iowa Falls this morning, where'd they go today?
They're going to Cedar Rapids this afternoon.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Tonight, I guess.
That's right in the heart of it. That's right in the heart of
it. Yeah, it is.
Yeah. Do they go back at night? Do you know? Do they go back and get in their own beds and then...
I don't know. I would doubt it, but I don't know.
Because they really cover the state.
Yeah, their events like 7:30 to 9:30 tonight. And then, you know, they're having lunch tomorrow in Ottumwa. So I doubt they're RVing it. Like, I think they probably...
They're in a huge...
Better accommodations.
They're in a really nice bus, and it's painted black, Matt Campbell style. That bus probably at one time was cardinal and gold, but it's black now.
I hope somebody goes over there and throws a Tiger Hawk sticker on that sucker with nobody looking.
AD, don't ask for that. There's somebody listening in Cedar Rapids now. You just planted a seed.
Go do it.
No, let's...
go do it.
You
vandalize that bus.
No, you don't mean that. You're kidding. Jeez.
You got to get out there and do
Hawkeye
it, though.
Hero. Be a Hawkeye hero.
You go sound more like Slider all the time. I'm voting. I'm changing my vote.
Yeah, don't pop the tires or anything. Just throw a sticker on there, a decal. Finally, trending Iowa, it's going to be a cloudy, wet week with highs in the low 60s, rain Tuesday and Thursday. But a dry Thursday, or Tuesday and Wednesday, rather, a dry Thursday will give way to a nice Friday and Saturday to start Memorial Day weekend.
Yeah, the Iowa premiere of Top Gun Maverick tomorrow at the Palms, that's going to be rain expected there. But good news, it's inside.
Yeah, it's inside. We don't sit on the lawn for that.
Phew.
I just need it to stay dry for a while longer. Preferably until tomorrow some point. Because yesterday, got out there and I stained my own deck. I won't say I did it all. My wife helped.
Well, yeah, you need help. You have a big deck.
I do. I got out there and I stained it. She's good. She's helpful at staining my deck. She's good at it. She's good at it. Yeah, she knows what to do. She's got some technique. She had other stuff to do, so she had to stop kind of midway through, and I had to finish it.
That's rough.
Yeah, but it looks good. It's kind of sticky though. Now it is the deck, and so there's like the helicopter seeds and stuff from the maple tree and stuff. It's kind of falling down there and sticking to the deck.
Did it matter that it was cold out?
Probably would have dried off a little bit better if it had gotten hot. But if it gets too hot, it's not good to go stain your deck. Because then it dries off too fast, gets too rough.
Yeah.
That's it for Trending Iowa.
Yeah, Colin's graduation coming up this weekend. That's indoors, so we're keeping an eye on weather forecasts.
I feel like that's going on for like 6 weeks.
It feels like
graduation festivities over there.
And what's required of a senior at this point? Like, he basically hasn't. It's felt to me like he's not really in school for about 6 months now. Well, really 2 years.
Yeah. And then he has to go to all these parties on the weekend.
Oh, yeah.
Open houses.
Yeah. Yeah. You have that in St. Louis, open houses?
Yeah. I mean, we did. Everybody had a graduation party, but it was all on the same day.
Oh,
it was just one Saturday, and you went around and stopped at your best friend's houses for 15 minutes.
These are scattered, and they have to coordinate amongst the friends because, you don't want to be going at the same time as one of your other friends. And we went to one Saturday. It was very nice. Saturday morning, started at 9:30 in the morning. It was like a breakfast open house with donuts and coffee and Danishes and that kind of stuff. I have quickly figured out, not that it's a shock, that the parents seem to enjoy them and the kids kind of just tolerate them. They make an appearance, but I think
parents are celebrating.
Yeah. Although
to punt one off
at Urbandale, did you have the open house?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So this is new for me. I'm used to it now. Many kids have been through these, but we did not have these when I was in high school, and it's expensive. Like, if your kid is going through, not only are you paying for your kid's stuff, but you go to all these open houses, and the kids, they're looking at it as opportunity to get some money together for college. So
you have to give money to everybody's house you stop at?
Yeah.
I mean, you don't have to, but...
What are you giving, like, five? 500?
I think most places have, like, a card box.
Yeah, exactly.
And you can, of course, if you're somebody that...
And so if you're going to...
You can
gonna,
just do a card.
If you're going to go to the open house, mm-hmm. you need to bring some cash.
Are you asking for because of Colin?
No, I was just... I'm wondering how much you're expecting. If you're going to 25 open houses over the...
Here's what I would
couple,
like.
A few weekends.
Here's what
seems
I would
like
this
to going, say. This seems like this is going on for like four consecutive weekends.
It has. It's not your imagination.
I mean, that's a lot of open houses.
Know.
And if you're bringing...
I know
money to each one.
That's why I'm excited about this Palms thing. I'd be getting the ticket for free.
Well, so that's what's funny is, like, if you have your open house,
yep,
the kid better just save that money because he's going to end up just giving it all back to his friends.
But we don't get that money. We end up having to give the money to the other open houses. But you know how much?
That's
you know
what I'm saying.
Love? You know what I'd love? You come in. You come into Colin's open house, and I would love it if you would just put a card in there that congratulates him and wishes it well, and just come up to me and
give
like
it to
a,
you.
Just give me like a $50 bill.
Give you the cur-
and
give
just
you,
and just a handshake.
Cash, card.
And say like, hey, I appreciate what you're doing here. I appreciate it.
Yeah.
Where's the pizza?
I know where the money's really, really coming from.
Where's
here.
The beer?
Yeah, yeah. Well, I'll do that.
Where's the pizza? All right. Illinois, University of, has amended its name, image, likeness law. No, I'm sorry. Let me backtrack. The state of Illinois has amended its name, image, likeness law to allow schools to facilitate deals for athletes. So this is a trend that will likely continue with other states with laws that still prohibit facilitation. So schools and states that allow facilitation can then bring some of the functions of collectives in-house. Iowa State has a We Will collective that's up and running. Iowa has said, Gary Barta has said he expects Iowa to have a collective up and running soon, and as soon as this summer.
What does this do for the schools in Illinois?
They,
I guess specifically the Northwestern and the University of Illinois.
Yeah. It allows them more control. It allows them to not have to worry as much about a rogue booster or illegal payments or somebody that is so desperate to win, make some kind of deal that the school, it then all has to run through the school's compliance to make sure that it's all being done by the rules. I'm not sure that all of them do, but some do. I don't know if that will come to Iowa or not. Iowa's kind of been at least,
I don't know,
even
I can
with,
imagine,
if not ahead of some of this.
Man, I guess I can imagine a private school maybe wanting that kind of thing, but a big public school like that, like Illinois, you want to be dealing with that? Want to have somebody assigned out of the faculty to deal with that?
I
mean, it's a lot of money, and that's a really high profile position. Anybody that's overseeing that right now,
time has only made it even sillier to listen to two grown men who make nearly $10 million a year whine out loud about change in college football.
I mean, we were second in recruiting last year. A&M was first.
When he doesn't get his way, the narcissist in him doesn't allow those things to happen. It's ridiculous.
A&M bought every player on their team, made a deal for name, image, and likeness.
Some people think they're God. Go dig into how God did his deal. You may find out about a lot of things you don't want to know.
All right, we didn't buy one player. All right, but I don't know if we're going to be able to sustain that in the future because more and more people are doing it.
We built him up to be the czar of football. Go dig into his past or anybody that's ever coached with him. You can find out anything you want to find out, what he does and how he does it. And it's despicable.
Hell, read about it in the paper. I mean, Jackson State paid a guy $1 million last year. It was in the paper, and they bragged about it.
My dad always told me this. When people show you who they are, believe them. He's showing you who he is.
The guy tells you how he's doing it. But the NCAA can't enforce their rules because it's not against the law.
Have you had any contact with Nick since?
No. Oh, he's called.
You just didn't take the call?
Not going to. We're done.
It's incredible. It just sounding like a couple of babies there. Over just changes in rules that are getting money to players.
I don't know. There's an awful lot of smoke there for Jimbo Fisher to claim there's zero fire.
He's not suggesting that Saban's a cheater. He's basically
No. He like saying that Saban is lying about all but one recruit. There's one guy on an NIL deal and everybody else is not.
Yeah, Jimbo Fisher told KSAT only one recruit has an NIL deal. And, quote, all these stories you're hearing are complete lies. I think Jimbo Fisher's approach to this has been wrong from the jump. He has always tried to downplay this and suggest that it's not true. If you're within the rules,
yeah.
Why not sing it from the rooftops that you're getting this money to recruits? I mean, it's fine. You're allowed to do it. It's undoubtedly a big part of why Texas A&M has the number one recruiting class. It's almost like Fisher didn't get the memo that it's okay that the players are all being paid.
Yeah. Where you say, look, we have some deep-pocketed, passionate boosters at this school. And under these new rules, they're allowed to do this. You know, you could say something like, I didn't tell him to do it, or, you know, I didn't need to tell him to do it.
Yeah.
You can clear yourself a little bit there, but don't sit there and deny it. I mean, you're basically setting yourself up for if you're honestly saying 11 of 12 didn't get anything, one of them did, well, then the very next time that somebody does get something, well, then, you know, you're wrong. And then pretty soon all 12 of them, even if I think all 12 of them probably have gotten something, but.
Or at least the promise of something.
Or the promise of something. I mean, every time somebody does get something, your argument's going to lose a little bit more water.
And like Saban, every time he talks about this, he's constantly recruiting at the same time. Like when, as he's saying, we didn't buy anybody, he also says,
we're going to be able to keep this up.
That's a pitch for money from his boosters. At the same time, he'll say, now on our team last year, we had more than $3 million in NIL deals. That's a signal to recruits that you come here, you're going to get money. And then Saban will say, and in my time here, players have made $1.7 billion in the NFL, which is his top recruiting pitch and continues to be. You come to Alabama, we'll get play the long game, we'll get you in the NFL and maybe an NIL deal too. But Saban is like, he's so upset about all this, and they were number two in recruiting. It wasn't like they fell to 33rd.
Right, and they've done more with it. You know, make two separate arguments. Say, you know, despite what others have done in recruiting, we still have got the best program in the country over the last 5 years, despite what's happened. And then make a separate argument and say, look, at this point, we're not going to be able to keep up with the Texas A&Ms of the world because they're buying players, and so far, we haven't needed to.
Rick, you were in SEC country last week. What was it like right there in the heart of the SmackDown?
Oh, yeah. It's interesting. You got to hear a lot of conversations. The thing with the NIL deal, you know, Texas was way ahead of the state of Texas, right? They were the first state that went in and changed the collective, you know, allowed essentially the school to be involved in the collective. And that's why Texas jumped out. That's why Texas, even the, you know, A&M had their phenomenal class, but so did Texas. I mean, granted, they got Sark for a new coach, but, you know, they have a fund for just the tight end. I mean, state of Texas got all over it right away. But it's interesting that those two coaches going at each other. So it was a lot of fun in Louisiana this week.
I imagine, yeah. All right, thank you, Rick. Appreciate it. Deshaun Watson, Browns quarterback, you're going to hear about this tomorrow or the next day at least, Wednesday probably, because tomorrow night on HBO's Real Sports, Watson's accusers, some of them, do speak to Soledad O'Brien.
I am a survivor of assault and harassment. Deshaun Watson is my assaulter and my harasser. Deshaun Watson assaulted and harassed me on March 30th, 2020, in my own home, doing what I love most, massage therapy.
There are more than one, and Rusty Harden, Watson's attorney, he's also the attorney for Roger Clemens, Adrian Peterson, Wade Boggs, many other athletes. He's getting out in front of this report that's coming to try to do some damage control before the story hits, and the quotes are spread far and wide. I continue, Andy, I know I've said this before, nothing has changed my mind. I'm still stunned the Browns gave him $230 million guaranteed. It's guaranteed money, and we still don't know even what the NFL's assumed suspension is going to eventually be, and it could be worse, depending on if they lose control of the PR, which there's a chance they do. Nearly half the fans of the Cleveland Browns are women. And there are a lot of men that have a problem with some of these accusations, too, of course.
Yeah, this was not just while the jury was out. I mean, the jury hadn't even heard the argument yet. I mean, it just seemed really premature.
He has not been, to be clear, he's not been charged with any crime.
Right.
Just we get that
metaphor here. But yeah, I mean, it's, we haven't heard enough from these women or know what the NFL is going to think of it all. And they got, I mean, they have committed so much money to this.
Jeez.
Yeah. And really moved into the idea that he's going to be the future. And, I mean, from the very get-go, it seemed like people were guessing that he was going to miss half a season, at least. And that's just games. I mean, that's not considering the damage to PR that could happen after all this stuff comes out. I'll be interested to hear. I haven't heard much of the story from these accusers at all in this situation.
Yeah, and it will be secondarily, some of this will be in the way these stories are framed, because HBO Real Sports audience is actually pretty small. So it'll be what do the newscasts do with this? What does Sports Center do with it? What does CNN? What does Fox News? What are your local affiliates? What are the newspapers and websites? What are they going to pull out of this new information from the 22 massage therapist accused? That's a lot of massage therapists. Alyssa, you're going to take us back in a different direction here. You have a thought on Illinois and the name, image, likeness laws?
I do, yeah. So I'm sorry it took me a couple minutes to call, but I'm actually really excited about this direction that Illinois is going, and I hope that Iowa goes in the same direction, because I think that it's a good opportunity for universities to teach their student athletes how to handle their money, how to market themselves, how to brand themselves. Things that right now they're kind of handcuffed and they're not really allowed to teach them about. I think, I mean, this is probably looking at it with rose-colored glasses, because it'll get way out of control like it already has been. But I just think that it's a really good opportunity for someone to have even a department, to have an entire, you know, department dedicated to this, as opposed to somebody who like has a full-time job and is on the side trying to pull together a collective, and maybe they have some time to teach these athletes how to manage their money, but probably not. They just want them to win.
Oh, that, thank you, Lisa. That's a really good point. Yeah, now that I hear your voice, it's yeah, I think that's a good point. Your voice is familiar. I realize I mispronounced your name now that I hear you. Nicely done. Time for another $1,000 home run. Enter the nationwide keyword bank at KXNO.com. That's keyword bank, KXNO.com. When we come back, we'll have more, including of... If you really want more, really not a...
more is brought to us today by Bet Rivers Sportsbook. It's BetRivers.com. And if you're thinking about putting down some money on the French Open.
Are you thinking about money down on the French Open?
Somebody is. Bet Rivers is going to get that money. They're going to put it in the right place for you. That's
not
going to
be Jenny. She had a rough weekend of NBA basketball.
I went all in on the Warriors, so I felt pretty good about that. You got plus money on the money line last night.
Jeez. Nice.
Yeah.
Well done.
Thank you.
Today is National Turtle Day. Some of the remaining survivors, the... age of dinosaurs. Turtles, tortoises are the longest lived animals on the face of the earth.
Wow.
Do you think they're happy? I mean,
I think they're pretty simple.
They don't do much. I mean, they move so slow.
Well, some of them, I mean, like a sea turtle goes all over the world. They go all over the place.
Yeah.
So they really travel.
Like a tourist.
Kind of.
Yeah.
Like a turtle. They're living tourist out there. Yeah. Like the Galapagos tortoises, the big, huge tortoises.
Yeah.
They don't do too much, especially not a Seychelles tortoise named Jonathan, which is the he lives on the South Atlantic island of Saint Helena. He is 190 years old at least, and they think that's probably an underestimate.
Wow.
Picture taken between 1882 and 1886 surfaced, featuring a full-grown Jonathan in the foreground. And he would have had to have been at least 50 years old at the time, because those tortoises take 50 years to reach maturity. And you can tell just by looking at the picture, it's pretty clear. Pretty good shot from the 1800s, you know, that Jonathan is fully mature at that time. Now, he's mostly blind. He can't hear anymore. But he still has a sense of smell. He still eats. He has to get kind of hand-fed fruit. But he is the most famous resident of that entire island, St. Helena.
Do we think he's happy at this point? He can't see, can't hear?
Apparently, he still gets with the ladies.
Oh.
It's, yeah. One of his keepers says,
Turtle Viagra?
Something like that. Like he gets out there and cavorts with the female tortoises, and they're pretty old too. Those are some.
Can you tell? I mean, they get like graying shells. How do you
tell? A little wrinkly. A few years back, it was interesting. He had his shell washed for the first time in history. First time in like 186 years, his shell was washed.
What did you scrub that?
Yeah, scrubbed it. Yeah, like soap and everything, and it made it pretty good looking shell.
Huh.
He weighs almost 500 pounds. He's
a big turtle.
Big turtle. Big tortoise. Speaking of big animals, Iowan Ethan Evnick landed a 67-pound catfish on the Missouri River during a recent trip to South Dakota.
It's a big old fish.
Big old fish. Massive fish. 51.5 inches long. It breaks the record for flathead catfish caught in South Dakota. Nasty looking gross fish too. Yuck. Ugh. Some people just are way into catfish fishing.
Yeah.
Just love it.
They love it. That stink
huge
bait.
Yeah. Yeah.
All of it is gross.
Really, the bait smells so bad.
Yeah.
You open the jar and you about pass out.
You do.
Great big hooks, huge tackle. Big heavy tackle.
And then you got bones to deal with when you're eating the thing.
Well, I don't think they... I can't even imagine eating a big, gnarly old catfish out of the Des Moines River. Ugh. But, yeah, he took a picture with it. I don't know what he did with it after that, but he's got himself a record. So congratulations to Ethan Evnick. The Volodymyr Zelensky, the president of Ukraine, you've seen him. Always wearing that same olive drab zip-up fleece. You know what I'm talking about?
I do. Yeah.
Apparently that has become a fashion hit. Made by a Ukrainian company called MTAC. And it's sold out. Don't try to buy them. Became a huge hit on the internet. But he wanted one of those things because Zelensky has become a popular guy.
Is it cool to just like wear that to the movie theaters or to dinner in Des Moines? I mean, part of what makes it cool for him is he's running the country, and he's going down in the bunker with like weapons ready to fight for his country.
Well, people think, first of all, you're supporting a Ukrainian company by buying their goods. And I think they're also kind of feeling some solidarity with Volodymyr Zelensky, who's, again, seems like a good guy, very popular. So maybe they feel a little kinship with him. Now, the problem is this Ukrainian company has a few things more important to worry about than fulfilling international orders for their sweatshirts.
Quick aside, I was at
They stopped producing them. They've sold out.
The Wildwood Hills Ranch shindig Saturday night to raise money. And the beer that everyone was drinking there was the... because all the beers were Confluence beers. But people were drinking the Confluence Ukrainian beer.
Oh, good.
They were grabbing that. And
that's good. So those proceeds going to help the war effort in Ukraine.
That was cool to see.
Very, very cool. Moving on now. The Zillow listing for a home in Deer Creek, Illinois has gone viral because you can't see anything of it. It's literally just a flat roof, few feet off the ground, and the entire home is a basement. 832 square feet, so it's small. And of course, it has no basement, so that's it. Two bedrooms, one bath, current listing price of just $35,000, which in this day and age, I mean, that's especially in the Chicago area, that's a steal. Now, again, it's only a basement, it has a flat roof. Kind of a tarred roof. It does have little windows because, you know, there's about... it's a foundation, basically. Sticks up, I don't know, 20 inches or so, and then there's some concrete glass block windows.
You still get the land with it, though, right, for this price?
You get the land. There's a garage above ground. There's this odd kind of stairway thing that kind of opens up off to the side, kind of like a storm cellar. But that's it. It's only a basement. Now, there would be some advantages, probably. Cleaning gutters would be very easy. Wouldn't need to use a ladder. You're always ready for a tornado. Think about that.
Yeah, you're safe.
Ed Wilson said, go get in the basement. You're already there.
Yeah. So save it, Ed. I'm here. Yeah, I'm listening to you in my home.
Heating and air conditioning bills would be cheap. Good insulation in the ground. Really hard to break into. That's it. I mean, you got that one door. That's it.
Yep.
You can't get in the window.
You're not going to fall off the roof.
Tough on Santa Claus.
Yeah.
Although there is a bit of a stovepipe that comes up out of the ground.
You have to lose some weight.
Well, yeah. You have to.
Or I think they showed in the movie Santa Claus that he's able to shrink himself.
Change his size. Yeah. He'd make it in anyway. But it would be easy to clean. You know, you wouldn't have to worry about neglecting the basement because there's nothing but the basement. That's it.
You just have to throw the garbage out.
No bats in the... take the garbage out. You'd say, yeah, take the garbage up. That's what you would say.
Yeah.
No bats in the attic. There is no attic.
That's a plus for me right there.
Could be mice in the basement. And if they're in the basement, they're in your bed.
Remember when we had Cade drop that bat?
Yeah. It was quite a battle.
Remains his bravest moment.
One of the better moments of this radio show is just good programming, I think. From the files of Some Headlines Don't Need Stories, we bring you this. Man lost half his body in a forklift accident and is tired of sex questions.
Man lost half his body in a forklift accident and is tired of questions.
Sex questions.
Sex questions.
Sounds a little like something Doyle Redland and the Onion Radio Network would cover.
It does.
At this point. A Montana man who lost the bottom half of his body in a forklift accident is tired of people asking about his and his wife's love life. He says it, in a YouTube video. He says, well, you wouldn't ask a random couple on the street how they have sex. Stop asking me. It's a reasonable request.
Yeah.
The guy's found a way to survive.
I don't feel like I would ever think to, even if the thought went through my head, like, hey, I wonder if this guy, I can't imagine actually asking him.
There are a couple of people I know that would be that blunt that they would ask that question. The rest of us would probably.
Do I know these
think
people?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
Okay.
The rest of us would find those other people and say, hey, go ask that guy.
Right. Yeah. Like
go ask that guy how he has sex.
A social assassin.
Oh,
yeah. Yes.
You know, like Larry David kind of has that role. Jerry Ann is that to me. If you want.
Yeah.
An uncomfortable question asked.
She'll ask.
Plant the seed in her head, and then she'll, like a heat-seeking missile.
Mm-hmm. She has people still trying to get over some of her questions.
Get over some of her questions?
Yeah. I mean, years later, still trying to get over.
Yeah. She might be the person that you would call in a situation like that, but this guy, he's just like, hey, man, I survived. Stop asking about this. Why do you want to know?
Get off my back.
Well, they want to know because... I mean, you probably would want to know, right? I mean, people would wonder, what?
Where's he cut off?
Midsection. He lost everything. South of his belly button, that's it. It was gone.
Oh.
Yeah, that's it.
Well, I don't really have questions.
But he didn't lose his wife.
Nope, still married.
Well, yeah.
I mean, you can figure out how he,
I don't have a lot of questions.
Well, he would be happy.
I feel like you just answered them.
Today's stupid criminal is from Florida. She is 22-year-old Tiana Jones. Angry about her drive-through order on Friday, Jones was picked up. She was picking up an order of a Happy Meal, a chocolate shake, a Filet-O-Fish sandwich, tea, and fries after placing it online. But when she was told to pull up to the third drive-through window, she instead parked her car and went inside, and she was mad. Says the restaurant got her order wrong. She called 911. Told the dispatcher, I'm at McDonald's. I'm 5 months pregnant. These people don't know how to run an effing McDonald's. And then she got really mad. She started knocking over condiments and goes behind the counter to throw stacks of cups around and at everybody before walking to the door and then twerking at employees.
Wait, she tapped this fit, this anger, this rage over her fast food item being handled poorly by twerking at the McDonald's.
While five months pregnant. Twerking section, session. Yeah, she twerked.
Did she twerking, do that?
Are you always upside down when you twerk? Like hands on the floor?
I don't think your hands have to be on the floor, but they might be on your knees.
Yeah.
Well, because sometimes it gets more, sometimes they take it up a notch and they really do like a super twerk, right?
Oh, yeah.
Hands on the knees and doing the twerking. Boy, yeah, 5 months pregnant twerk. That's not easy. She then left the building. The police caught up to her, charged with burglary with assault.
What's the assault? The twerking?
It might be the twerking. Depends on how, if you're pushing up on somebody else. Criminal mischief, disorderly conduct, and misuse of 911. Because, you know,
you don't need to be clogging up 911 with that.
With a 911 call about a fillet of fish.
Fillet of twerk?
Just... What are these? Don't you want to be present for one of these? These stupid. Don't you want to hear the stupid criminal described as a scene that you witnessed firsthand someday? Wouldn't that be great? It happened here in Des Moines, Iowa. For once, it's not in Florida. It's here in Des Moines. You saw it. Because there's been. That would be a good hashtag topic some point, someday. Just the craziest
something you've seen.
Crime that you've seen.
Yeah.
Has to be something that was...
Or it could be disorderly conduct.
Some craziest disorderly conduct that you have witnessed firsthand.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Because people have good stories out there.
Oh, yeah.
Let's tap into that. I'm gonna go ahead and make a note of that.
Yeah, make a note. Put that in that note section you have that we forget about all the time. But yeah, keep it handy. We will remember it.
That's your more, everybody.
All right. When we come back, Barkley plus Draymond equals... Expert.com. Spent the entire break talking about Top Gun. We'll get into it some more tomorrow with some thoughts on Iceman. It's time for the Andrew Downs audio drop of the day. It's the AD squared.
The Warriors are playing loose right now. They're playing well. And before their game on Friday, this is one of the cool things the Inside the NBA does, is Charles Barkley is interviewing Draymond Green while Draymond Green is on the court doing the shoot around. And you get the two of those personalities together, you're going to have some fun.
Dre, why are you shooting the ball in warm-up and you never shoot it in the game?
I shoot when I have to, Chuck. I shoot when I have to and I need to win championships. Also, Chuck, you're not going to keep going at our fans.
Hey, let me tell you something. I'm going to keep going at these fans. I promise you that. They're going to get all the smoke they want, my brother.
They got more rings than you, Chuck.
Hey, I know they do, but they got to go back to their life. I'm going to go home and be Charles Barkley. I'm going to feel pretty good about my life.
You got a pretty good life. I want your life too, Chuck.
Thank you, brother.
I don't know that the fans have more rings than Charles Barkley.
No.
He's one of the greatest players of all time. People forget how good he was. He was good.
They have as many as he does.
Yeah. Is that what he said?
He said they got more than you. Charles has a little feud with the Warriors fans going right now.
Oh, I know. He came into Dallas on a horse last night. Man.
Remember when he was talking about
the big old women,
in San Antonio?
Man, y'all got some big old women.
Big old women out here.
Quickie poll result. WCI pools and spas.
The quickie poll is, if Murph is Maverick and Andy is Iceman, who is AD? Goose is your runaway leader.
Oh, come on.
Oh, man, it's going to be
awful.
It's going to be a short
46.
Yeah,
21% says Cougar.
My head already hurts.
Cougar did.
I don't like either of those.
Yeah, but Cougar resigned for the good of his family. They tried to talk him out of it. But he lost the edge.
Yeah.
Cared too much about his wife and kid.
Lost
the edge. Yeah. He's out there.
He almost killed Merlin. He was just going to keep flying out there until Maverick went back and got him.
Yeah.
Ran out of gas.
Thanks, Maverick. Yeah, he went back and got him.
Then Slider.
I think I'd rather be Slider of all
these
people.
Is that Rick Rossovich's character?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think you want to be Slider, though, mostly because he's so fit in the beach scene.
He is. He looks good in that scene.
You know Rick Rossovich? Also really funny in Roxanne.
Yeah, he's in that movie. He's in...
Come on, it's not like she's a rocket scientist.
Lords of Discipline, too.
Yeah. Actually, she is a rocket scientist.
Total 80s actor. Good stuff.
All right. We'll hit more of that tomorrow. The Fanatics are coming up next.